Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What do you think about that movie we watched?
Which one?
For movie night on Discord.
Bro, I wasn't there.
You weren't there? I saw you in that shit.
I wasn't there for that.
Oh, what the fuck?
I peeped in for 2 seconds and I dipped. I don't know. What were you guys watching?
No, we were watching this movie called Triangle.
What's that about?
It's like, okay, so pretty much what it was this ship, right?
Yeah.
And whenever somebody comes onto it,
yeah,
it's like cursed so that she gets trapped into this like never-ending cycle of people coming back to the ship, but it's her. It's almost as if clones of herself and clones of the same people keep getting put onto the ship.
What? So like there's duplicates of her on the ship?
Yeah, it's like duplicates. And then supposedly it was cursed by this like Greek god. I forgot the name of it.
Yeah.
I think it starts with an A. But what happened was this guy, he was punished by Zeus.
Yeah.
To push up a rock, but it would always roll back down and we'd have to redo it over and over again. So I think what happened in the movie was she actually cheated death.
She cheated death?
Yeah, she cheated death. And then her punishment for cheating death was that she had to replay that whole scenario over and over and over again.
With the ship and her duplicates.
With the ship and her duplicates. And she, I don't want to spoil it, but yeah, like there's like killings and stuff that goes on that boat.
She's killing? Is she crazy?
I don't want to spoil it. Like, it's a really good movie.
It's a really good movie. Yeah. You know, the funny thing about it is that when you look into Greek mythology, Zeus is actually insane, bro.
Yeah, I heard.
Bro, I don't know what's wrong with this guy. It seems like every other, like, story about him, he's always torturing some next person or doing some next shit.
Yeah, and wasn't he the one that overthrew the gods?
Overthrew
them?
The Titans.
Yeah.
Overthrew them.
What's the story on that? I'm not really...
Okay, so like it started with their father, Cronos.
Yeah.
And basically what ended up happening was that he was scared that Zeus and his children mm-hmm. would overthrow him.
Oh, so he was right then.
He was right then. So what he did was that he ate Poseidon, Hades, I forgot, but everybody else other than Zeus.
Oh, what the fuck?
So I think her name was Gaia. She took Zeus in.
Yeah.
Basically raised him. And then when Zeus was old enough, he had these Cyclops build weapons for him.
Mm.
And then he went to go overthrow his father.
Oh,
I don't know how he did it, but he got all of them out, and then all the Cyclops made weapons for them. So you know Zeus's like lightning bolt?
Yeah.
That's where it came from.
Oh, it came from these like Cyclops people.
Yeah, and then you know Hades, how he has like an invisible helmet?
Yeah.
And you know how Poseidon has tried it?
Yeah.
All from the Cyclops.
They
all built that up. So mm-hmm. then they went and they overthrew every single Titan. And then they all got their own domains. And since Zeus was top dog, he is like he's the king.
Yeah. Because he was the one that did it.
Exactly. So he got Olympus. And then he sunned everybody. He gave Poseidon the sea and he gave Hades like the underworld.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
He's an asshole.
I think I know some of it from like Percy Jackson, but some of it from you know God of War.
Yeah, that's right. God of War is crazy.
God of War is crazy. But the story behind God of War is crazy too, because for a long time I thought that was a true like I thought that was canon in Greek mythology.
Oh,
the God
with
of War.
With
yeah,
Kratos?
It's not.
No, it's not.
It's like fictional, it's fiction of the fiction. You know,
it is fiction of the fiction, but it's like. It's like its own twist on it.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, Kratos' story, I kind of like it more than a Greek mythology story because Kratos is God, bro. Kratos is gold.
Because Kratos, I think the story was his family was murdered by Zeus or something, right?
By Ares.
Oh, yeah, the God of War.
Yeah, by the God of War. So he tricked him, and then Kratos went to go get revenge on him, and then he turned into a god. And then the gods did something to him, and then he had beef with the gods.
That's how he killed Ares to become the God of War?
To become the God of War. It's hard.
It's crazy how like these stories come to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just Greek mythology in general. Who was the first one to come up with like the idea of these three gods, Zeus, Hades, Poseidon?
Honestly, like I think people really underestimate the creativity of the human mind. Mm-hmm. Like when you really think about it, like coming up with those stories, it's just something that people like they have a knack for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's unexplainable. But like when you look at like all types of media and fiction, mm-hmm. how do people come up with any of that too? Like
nah, that's true. That's so true. Just even like movies, even anime plots.
Like anime in general. I don't know how people sit down and come up with that. It just goes to show you how creative the human mind is.
Like they create characters and they dive deep into like backstories, tragedy, everything, bro. And it's dope because like you see their own story out of it, like their own personal stories put into it.
Definitely. And then you could tell that when you read those stories, it's like the person putting their own self into it, kind of, you know what I
mean? Yeah.
Putting what they think into the story, and you see how it illustrates well.
Yeah. And I'm thinking back, like, damn, maybe some of these, like, rom-coms or, like, heartbreak movies, like The Notebook and shit, they're based off true events, fam, or, like, true feelings.
It usually is. Most cases, it usually is. If you really think about it, like, heartbreaking stories and stuff like that, there's some, like, they gotta get a reference from somewhere, bro.
You know what I think? I think, like, if you go through something that terrible, let's say a heartbreak, let's say, like, tragedy or something, you can't keep your feelings in, you gotta put it out some way.
Right.
Right? And I feel like that's what everybody does. Some people do it in more non-ethical ways, whether it be, like, violence or, like, abuse, alcohol, whatever it may be, substance abuse. But some people, their crutch is to put it into a canvas, which may be media, songs and shit, right?
You could hear it all the time when rappers get like they get split up and they're talking about shorties that left them and stuff.
Yeah,
like Travis Scott. Okay, let me chill out. Too early.
No, but even, like Lil Baby. Look at Lil Baby, right? Exactly. Or even Kodak
especially.
Kodak made one of the saddest rap songs ever. Skirt. That's one of the saddest fucking rap songs, bro.
Did that one hit you? Like, I heard that one. It kind of hit me, but...
No, it didn't. It hit me in the sense, like, it sounded so good. But I'm just thinking, like, damn, who did that to Kodak?
You know what I mean? Yeah, nah. Listen, girls are lethal, bro. They're lethal.
That's tough, bro. Yeah,
it's tough.
But it's crazy to see like two sides.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because like Kodak, you see one side of me is such a gangster. And then the other side, he's like, he still has feelings, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not talked about a lot. Because especially with men, fam.
Men's feelings, I know they're underestimated. But I saw a study recently that said that men feel heartbreak more than women.
Word.
I saw a study on that. So it's easier for women to move on than men. Like when men get rejected, they're hurt for it about like 3 or 4 weeks. Women, they get over it in like 6 days or something.
That's crazy. No, but that makes sense though. Cause honestly, girls can go find another guy like that.
Exactly. Options are easier for girls.
That's true. But guys are a little bit harder because you gotta be the one to like go out and then do it. You know
you're
what
the
mean?
One. Yeah, you're the one.
Because you're the one that's like on the hunt in a sense, you know?
Exactly. Girls, it's kind of easy. Like, even in high school, like, when you're doing prom proposals, it's usually guys, right?
Yeah.
Guys are usually the ones that have to put themselves out there.
Mm-hmm.
Girls are just the ones that have to be like, yes or nah.
That's true.
It's kind of like that.
You know those stories where, like, out of nowhere, a guy finds a girl and it was, like, meant to be? Right. Like those stories of love at first sight.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true or do you think it's just, like, mumbo jumbo? Do you think there's such thing as, like, love at first sight, fam? Like, look at the story, like, Romeo and Juliet and shit. Like, they were mad young.
Yeah.
No way they married like that and, like, did all that strategy for someone you just met.
Mm-hmm. I think I don't want to say it's mumbo jumbo, but I think that love at first sight, I don't think it's a thing, bro. Because, like, you got to really vibe with the person. Like, I feel like love at first sight is more like you're attracted to them.
I feel like that's just lust. Yeah.
There's nothing there. Because, like, I could say, oh, that girl's really cute. I could feel something for her because I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's so cute.
Yeah.
You could get to know them and they're, like, everything you don't want, you know?
That's true.
Everything you don't want. So I don't know if love at first sight is a real thing. Like, maybe you like them maybe you like them, but definitely not love, bro. I don't think that's a real thing.
Okay, what do you think about, like, you know how the astrology things, they always talk about twin flames, or they talk about, like, their soulmates?
Nah, I never heard that shit before, bro. What's that?
Nah?
What is that?
So, a twin flame, pretty much, this is just from what people told me, is, like, it's your soul was made out of this fire, right? And with that same fire, you may have people in your life that were meant to be in your life. Great. So let's say your mom, dad, sister, whatever.
Yeah.
They're all part of this flame that your family's attached to.
Okay.
Now, this flame could also be attached to other souls on earth.
Right.
And people that you're meant to meet later on in life.
Okay.
So they're attached to you somehow. So that's why a lot of people say, like, oh, this person's my twin flame. I was meant to meet them. You know what I mean?
Do you believe in that?
I don't know, bro. But I do believe, like, some people you're meant to meet. Some people you are meant to meet, I think.
Yes. I agree with that. I think sometimes God puts people in a place for you to see them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's true, but I don't know. Like, the thing about it, for me, relationships are so important on how you vibe with the person.
I think that's what matters the most. And rather than just, like, even just everything else, interests, hobbies, all that shit.
Yeah.
That kind of ties into the vibe, but the vibe is something completely different.
Completely different. Like, it's kind of like this. It's like, if you're put into a relationship with somebody, that's not your choice. Like, let's say it's arranged, male and female. Are you going to say that's your twin flame because somebody arranged it for you?
Oh, shit. That's a good point, Denzel.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is that your twin flame? Or, like, when you get to know them, you still don't vibe with them, but you're still married to them. Is that your twin flame?
That's a good point, bro.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think what it is really is just like finding the perfect match for you. There's no perfect except for perfect for you. Feel me?
Exactly.
Like, nobody else is going to know what's best for you but you.
Absolutely.
And you got to find out, like, but there's a perfect for you in one time. But does that change? That's the real question. Because the perfect for you now may be a perfect for you. Like, a perfect for you later would be different.
That's right. That's absolutely right. That's why I'm saying that I don't think there's just one person. Like, the way you develop as a person can change an interest.
Yeah.
Maybe something happens to you and you're like, oh my God, I can never date somebody like that.
Yeah. Or what if the true perfect person for you changes the same way as you?
Then.
Right? Because look, that may, okay. maybe that's the true, like, soulmate, in a sense where you guys go on this journey and then you guys become or grow together. You guys grow together.
Stuff like that, that's what I think is raw. What I think is like a true bond.
That's like a real vibe.
That's
a real vibe.
When you elevate and that person's elevating with you, I think that's when you're the closest.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, well, what's like one thing on a checklist that you check off? Like, they got to be into something.
Anime.
Anime, that's the one for you?
Needs to be.
It has to be. That's like a prerequisite. Okay, what else? I feel like if you're into anime, that just, it says a lot because you're likely into some of the common ones, like, let's say Naruto, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of anime, it holds a lot of, like, good virtues, feel me?
It does. But the thing I think the most about anime is that when someone says they're into anime, you can basically tell a lot about that person. They stay home. They're usually home watching shows on Netflix.
Oh,
they
that's don't go out true. A lot.
You like, when they say anime, like, they're giving you so much about themselves without even realizing it. And then when they say which anime they like, then you get to know, like, okay, this is their interest.
Yeah, that's, you know, true. I mean? Yeah.
So anime is such a quick way to download a person.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, okay, I like this anime. Let's say it's a comedy. So they like jokes. They like watching funny stuff.
Yeah.
You can say another funny anime. They're going to be about it. They're going to say something brutal. I like all this dark, gory stuff.
Mm.
Oh, okay. So they like something like Berserk. Oh,
You
give them options.
And then they're probably like into more horror stuff. And you can talk about that.
That's
true.
It's easy like that.
Yeah.
So when they say they're into that, to me, that's bro.
I think the big one for me, because I saw a TikTok, right?
Yeah.
I saw a TikTok and the guy was like, yo, if you guys are fans of Naruto and don't work out, that means you didn't watch the show properly. Because if you think about it,
yeah,
the whole point of Naruto was what? Building yourself better, to be better.
Exactly.
I mean, training, being the best shinobi you can.
Exactly. So
for all the Naruto fans, where you got the Katsuki rings.
I got your Katsuki rings.
You got to be on your fitness grind, fam.
Absolutely. But the thing about The thing about that, though, is that stories like that that push people to better themselves,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that, I think is super important for when you're talking to someone as well.
Yeah,
them stuff like that.
You gotta like give off the same vibe.
To motivate others. Exactly. Stories like that.
Yeah. Honestly, I think one prerequisite for me, you gotta be interested in like the paranormal.
Theories.
Or the supernatural, at least.
Theories.
Not like believe in it, yeah. but at least entertain it. Cause me, I don't believe in a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But I entertain it to see like, oh, let's see what it's about.
Okay, yeah, nah, I see that. So like if a shorty comes up to you, she has to be like, if you say, yo, do you believe in aliens? She has to also be like, I believe in aliens.
Not believe like in aliens. I believe in aliens, but I don't believe in aliens. You know?
Oh, okay.
So, but I believe like there's a chance like, oh shit, maybe one day.
So if she comes up to you, she's like, I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in spirits. Yeah, that's a no brainer for you. You're not into that?
I think so. Cause yeah. that's also a tell if like they believe in God or like a higher power.
Okay.
You know?
It goes into your virtues and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's part of it. Cause if you believe in God, you do believe in like the Holy Spirit. You believe in ghosts.
Exactly.
You believe in spirits. You believe in like the devil too. So there's some dark stuff about that too.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Also, I think what it takes too is like being able to see something.
Yeah.
And then trying to give your own opinion about it. You know what I mean? Not just own opinion, but being able to be like open to ideas.
That's what you're looking for in a girl?
That's what I'm always looking for with anybody that I meet. Like if somebody's stubborn, too stubborn or too like closed-minded, I don't know how I ever vibe with that.
Because they're not flexible, right?
They're not flexible.
They have their own mindset and you can't really...
Like it's good to have your own like beliefs, your own virtues that you stay to.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to be able to be open-minded to like listen.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's definitely, I think that's something that should always be in like any type of relationship, is that you have somebody that's open-minded. How can you, like, I don't know how you could talk to somebody who's not open-minded.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Like, you don't know everything.
Yeah.
Nobody knows everything.
Nobody knows anything.
Like, so you saying that this person is wrong and you don't know anything. Like, I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
It can't happen.
Exactly. Right. Like when you hear shit come out, like, oh, there was a Bigfoot sighting. Like, obviously you're going to be skeptical. Like, what?
but
at least be like, oh, let me look into it, maybe,
for sure,
instead of just saying like, oh, that's just bullshit.
Show some interest,
right?
Show some interest. I don't know, like there's so much stuff people don't know that you need to show more interest in things like this.
Yeah,
because stuff like that can enlighten you.
Yo, so I heard this thing before. I saw like an article on this.
Yeah,
there's this thing called the wow signal. You ever heard about that?
Nah.
So check this out. So I think it was NASA.
Yeah.
They found this like signal from all the way 126 light years away in the Sagittarius like constellation or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was live for I think exactly 71 seconds.
Right.
All the way out in outer space, 127 light years away, bro. There was a message from out of there, probably extraterrestrial, and they had no idea what it was. The guy just wrote wow right beside the sighting.
Yeah.
And he's like, no explanation for it.
Okay. What, they saw that? So how far away was it?
Like bare far away, bro. So that means there is like life out there.
It just said wow?
No. He wrote wow like on the paper. He's like, wow, what the fuck is this? You get me?
What? So okay. So then, what was the actual sighting? Then, my bad. What was the actual sighting?
They don't know, but it was like a signal. It was like a real signal.
Just
like
a real signal.
They couldn't translate it or anything. It was just like a message. Just a message.
Oh.
From bare far away.
Oh. Okay. So like aliens?
Who knows, bro?
Aliens?
We don't know for sure. But if it's that far away, it's probably something from another planet.
So what do you think it is?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Do you believe in like life on other planets?
Definitely. Absolutely. Maybe not human life, mm-hmm. but there should be other life on other planets.
Do you think they would be more intelligent than us, or do you think they would be the same?
I think it depends. Like, Earth as a whole, I don't think it's like the only way time can go. Like, maybe time can accelerate more in different universes. We don't know that.
Yeah.
We don't know that. We don't know how technology advances. Like, if you think about it, the way like the world kind of elevated, it might not be the only way other planets elevate.
Maybe that's true.
They might have more resources, might have smarter people.
You know what sucks though? We can never like go there or find out.
Not yet.
No, but we can't, like, physically our bodies can't, because we'd age before we get there.
Right. That's the only thing. So they'd have to come here.
Yeah, they'd have to come here if they have that technology and shit, but...
But maybe they can't. So maybe they are like us more than we think. Mm. Maybe they age like us. Maybe that's why aliens don't come here. Maybe that's why people don't come from faraway planets, because they can't do what we can do.
Oh, yo. I heard this theory, right?
Yeah.
There's a theory that there's something on Earth that makes everybody age, but on other planets, they don't age. So the reason aliens don't want to come to Earth is because they're scared if they breathe in our air or some chemical that's in Earth, they will age and die.
You're lying. You're lying. Because
if you think about it, on Earth, everything ages. Nothing's forever, right?
Yeah.
So what if on different... This is just theoretical. But what if on other planets, fam, they don't age or nothing dies? It's just like everlasting.
Would you want to be in an everlasting world?
I don't know. But what if that's heaven? You know what I mean? What if that's like heaven?
Nah. Like, isn't the best thing about life that it isn't eternal?
I don't know, bro.
That's true. Up to like personal opinion, but like I feel like what makes life impactful is what you could do in the time you have. Mm-hmm. Like, if life was eternal, like, you know, there's a quote from Naruto that says that like dead people shouldn't get in the way of the new generation.
Oh, that's so true.
It's like we need to pass on what we have for the next generation to grow. So us staying here, mm-hmm. it's us not helping them grow. It's like if your parents were always with you, coddling you, you would never grow.
Yeah. So, or even holding grudges about beef that wasn't yours.
Beef that wasn't yours, exactly. So I don't know. Like, for me, I personally wouldn't want to live in a world that's eternal, but it does sound like heaven. Mm. It does sound like heaven.
Nah, yeah. I think there's only one way is to have a world with balance is if it's not eternal, if things die.
That's what I was going to ask.
Because there's like a light and dark, right?
Yeah. Like, do you want a world that's all good? Like, obviously we want a world that's all good. But like, do you think that world needs balance to like continue?
I think so.
Like, you can't just have complete obedience, right?
Because if everything's amazing or everything's so good and everything's so positive, then you're not going to be able to see the difference of it. So let's say all you feel is good. You don't know anything about bad. If a little bit of bad happens, it's gonna feel like amazingly bad. You get me?
Yeah. You watch Squid Game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that thing with Il Nam, mm-hmm. where he said that the only thing that a rich person and a poor person has is that when you're rich, you get bored of it.
Oh, yeah.
So he has everything. He can get whatever he wants, but he's still bored of it. Mm-hmm. You think that's the same thing that applies to this type of situation?
Because time is money.
Time is money.
Time is still money.
Right.
So if you live forever,
yeah,
you might get, yeah, 100%. You'll get bored of anything, bro. Get
bored.
If you can get bored of a video game, you can get bored of life.
Exactly. You don't replay the same video game 6 times in a row.
Yeah. You'll but you got to do like everything in the world, I think.
Everything.
But eventually you will be bored because eternity is eternity.
Eternity is eternity. The thing is, too, is that though things develop. Right?
Yeah.
New things happen. So will you really get bored if it's eternal? Oh, shit.
That's a good point.
Things progress.
That's a good point. Because what if, like, fucking a vampire from like centuries and centuries ago, still alive today, and he's fucking bumping VR and shit.
Bumping VR, that's what I'm saying.
Like, we didn't have this back in the day.
Exactly.
That's a good point. That's actually a good point.
People don't think about that.
Because like, things are changing. Things are changing.
Even if it's eternal,
damn, things progress, bro. That's a good argument, fam. Because for a long time, I always thought like, nah, I would definitely want to, I wouldn't want to be eternal, or I wouldn't want to live forever just because I'm gonna feel a lot of depression of like people I meet and people go.
Yeah.
But now that you say that, there's new things coming out and there's always, the world still runs.
Think about it. This is 2020. We didn't have half the shit we have now in 2000. It was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Eternity away. Like 100 years from now, what do you think is gonna happen? How do you think the world's going to develop?
No, that's so true, bro. That's so true. Because 100 years ago, we didn't even have like fucking 8 gig RAM. You know what I mean? We didn't have any of that shit.
Bro, we didn't have phones. We didn't have
We didn't have phones, bro.
Now think about it.
Nah, that's... that's yo, took that in.
Bro, this is just 20 years.
Yeah.
20 years. 2000. So in 100 years, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think the world's going to be?
Bro, we might not even be living here. That's the thing. Bro, we might not even be living here. We might just be fucking going to like the metaverse or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever they have planned for it.
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
Or it could turn like a complete left field.
Uh-huh.
And it could be like Armageddon.
What do you mean? Shit.
It's going to be like an apocalypse, bro.
Wait, chill out, bro. Knock on wood, fam.
Knocking on wood, but like, they always have talks about it though. Like, imagine the next world war. How devastating that would be if they launch the nukes and shit.
Like, and if you're considering it 20 years from now,
it's gonna be Fallout. You know Fallout?
Yeah.
It'd be like that.
Well, but what, like, when you think about it, is there a real reason they use nukes, fam? Like,
to why kill people, bro?
I know, fam, but like, why? Like, why do you need a nuke, fam?
No,
like,
because this, I think this is what happened.
Yeah.
So America, they made the first nuclear weapon, right? And they used it to end World War II with Japan.
Right.
Because the Japanese didn't want to surrender until like they dropped the bomb on Hiroshima.
Nagasaki too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they dropped the atomic bomb there.
Yeah.
Devastating. Killed like how many people?
Right.
And then they saw the power of that, and all the other countries were like, "Okay, they have that. They're like in charge. You know what I mean? They have all the power."
Yeah.
So they had to assimilate and get their own.
Right.
Because imagine we're in a fight.
Yeah.
No. Imagine we're in like a competition.
Yeah.
And then I have a knife and you have a gun.
Yeah.
I'm going to be disadvantaged if something goes wrong.
Right.
So I'm going to make sure I have a gun too, just in case.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, so I think that's what happened.
Yeah, but then it's like at this point, why would I need to shoot you? Like when you think about it, like nuclear bombs, like don't you think that's kind of like a primitive way?
Yeah,
like,
I know. You're right.
It's hella primitive.
Yeah.
Why do you need to kill that much people?
Mm-hmm.
Like when you really think about it.
That's so true.
Like, why can't you have a conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Can't you talk about your problem?
No, that's a really good, but I think what it is though, bro.
Yeah.
It's so different. Like if you think about a country, right?
Yeah.
One country to another country across the world.
Right.
Their belief system, their way of life is very different. Their ethics is very different.
No, that's very
so
true.
So it's kind of hard to negotiate terms, especially when it gets into business. Like natural resources and shit.
Yeah.
There's gonna be beefs. You know what I mean? There's gonna be beefs.
No, absolutely.
If there's beef in the rap industry, there's beef in world politics.
There has to be. That's true.
There's gonna be a hella beef in world politics.
Like, honestly, we could say that and then like a resource that everybody needs goes missing, and then you can see how quickly the world goes to shit.
Yo, there's a theory that the next world war is gonna be about water, fam.
Water?
About water.
Because of global warming?
Whatever it may be, whether it be like disease,
yeah,
whether it be global warming, natural disaster, something,
yeah,
it's gonna come down to fresh water, because fresh water isn't everywhere.
That's true. I think we really underestimate how important water is.
Yeah,
we are 70% water.
Yeah, fam.
We need that shit.
Exactly. You can imagine if, let's say, you're on an island and the only water you get is like sea,
yeah,
it's like salt water.
Yeah,
how you gonna drink that, bro? You gotta find a way to get fresh water. Just like, oh, you watched the movie Dune?
Yeah.
You watched that?
I watched that.
So you know how everything was about like, oh, you got to stay hydrated because it's so hot here and you'll die if you don't have water. Right. Everything was running on water, remember?
Yeah.
It's like the currency was water. But it makes a lot of sense because fam, that's literally life. Life is water.
Life is water.
And you know Michael Burry? You know who that is?
Yeah.
He was the guy that predicted The Big Short with the economic crash.
Yeah.
So there's a theory that Michael Burry, the only stocks like he's really, really invested in a lot is water, fresh water.
Because
he predicts that the next war, the next problem with the world is going to be because of water.
Oh, but that's actually a very like... true thing. Like even with global warming, we don't know what's gonna happen to water in 50 years, bro. Anything could happen. Like, do you keep up with global warming and stuff like that?
Not really.
You don't keep up with it? I don't keep up with it either. I don't know about climate change or none of that, but
it's underrated, Logan.
It's underrated.
It's underrated, fam. Nobody talks about that shit.
Like, you were in science class in like grade 10, grade
9,
and they were telling you how bad climate change is.
Oh, it's terrible, bro.
How bad global warming is. But what did we do, fam?
We made some changes, kinda.
We did some changes, kinda. But like realistically speaking, do you go to sleep, wake up, climate change? Do you think about that shit?
Hell no.
You don't think about
Hell no. I'm more worried about like fucking what's going on in the world, like news. Fucking, we're more worried about celebrity beefs drama and shit.
Exactly. Like
that's crazy, bro. That's so true. A lot of people, they don't realize we have to take care of the planet because this is all we got, bro.
All we got.
This is like life itself. And we're not taking care of life itself.
We don't care about it too because it doesn't immediately apply to us. That tells you a lot about us, fam.
That tells you a lot about human nature, fam.
Human nature.
So check this out. I want to show you a video.
Right.
This girl, she did an experiment, right?
Okay.
To test human nature. Check this out.
Morbid Facts, Part 202. In a 1974 art performance, Marina Abramovich told visitors she wouldn't move for 6 hours no matter what they did to her. She placed 72 items on a table and invited people to use them on her however they pleased with no punishment.
So she stayed still and put like all of these random things they can do to her, like scissors, whatever it may be, torture devices. And she said she was going to stand there no matter what. Listen.
Okay.
So she was testing humans.
There were objects for pleasure, including a rose, perfume, and wine, as well as objects for pain, including scissors, a whip, and a loaded gun. Visitors were gentle to begin with, but gradually got more aggressive as they became comfortable. Within 3 hours, all of her clothes had been completely cut off, and some people even started slicing her skin. She was sexually assaulted various times and had rose thorns stuck in her abdomen. One person even held the gun to her head until someone else took it away. Afterwards, Abramovich said, "If you leave it up to the audience, they can kill you."
That's fuck.
Is that real?
That's real.
What?
She did it as like an art experiment or like a social experiment.
So where'd she do that?
I don't know. I don't know exactly.
Like where? In like a basement?
Ooh, okay. I think it was like a... I don't even know. I think it was just like a public area.
Where they get prisoners or some shit in there?
Like, no, but what it was, like she was there.
Yeah.
You get me? And... because imagine somebody standing there, they can't do anything.
Right.
Right? Some people are sick in the head. And she was trying to prove... to everybody else that some people are sick in the head and they will do evil things to her if she does that.
If she does that. If she's like completely submissive.
Yeah.
That's, I don't think I've ever seen something like that. That's fucked.
See, and that goes to show human nature.
That's terrifying.
Right? Because her last quote was, if you leave it up to the audience, they will try and kill you.
Oh my. Because, oh my.
So does that mean the way our society works, it's lean towards evil? The way it is right now, do you think it's lean towards evil?
I don't know if I'd say evil, but I think it's scary how curious we are.
Mm.
I think our curiosity, the curiosity humans have is like, it's underrated. That's the only way I could say it's underrated.
Because there's so many chemicals they try and take advantage of us, right?
Yeah.
Like look at pornography. They're trying to trick our brains and force us into doing things, right?
Doing things and showing us how sex is when it's not really like that.
Yeah.
But like the thing is that I think it's the way like how you would see something, how I would see something. If I see somebody completely submissive like that, I'm not going to go do something like that.
Yeah.
Somebody else might. Humans all look at things differently.
That's true.
Some real shit.
Mm.
And our curiosity is crazy like that. So we don't know. Like, you don't even know. I don't know. Like, you know, we're judging it, but what would we do in that situation?
I wouldn't do nothing, bro. I'll probably document it like, yo, this girl's doing this crazy experiment.
Maybe you wouldn't be using like rose thorns or something like that, but like you would pee something.
I don't know. Pique your interest,
bro. I think so.
But it's weird to say because like you see the fucking outcome of it. You know what I mean? Nah, you see the weird outcome of that shit.
Nah, it's really messed up. Really
taking weird. A loaded gun for what?
That's what I'm saying.
For what?
That shit's weird as hell. That's why I said she's probably surrounded by prisoners or some shit, fam.
Was it prisoners? I don't think it was prisoners, dog. Bro. It was just like regular people. It was just weirdos, out in the public. Fam.
Definitely weirdos. I never even heard of that shit before. I didn't think prisoners do that shit.
Nah, prisoners will do enough stuff to you.
Okay,
bro.
They would have done enough stuff.
They have nothing left to lose, bro.
But that's just weird, though. Like, did the study say it was normal humans? Like, just regular
people?
Yeah, just
regular people, I'm pretty sure. Like, but it's like you can take that human mind, right? Let's say you take somebody, a regular person, and put them into very dangerous situations or very scarce situations where they need to bring out a weird self into them to do things for them to survive.
Right.
Like, let's say you put them on an island to survive, put them into Squid Game. You get me?
Yeah.
Under these circumstances, we're going to be forced to do things like that.
Exactly.
Is it ethical? No. But like, that's what you end up doing if you want to live.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, I guess under like pressuring situations, like we don't know what we would do.
Yeah.
So we like.
Just like in the Hunger Games, bro. Imagine you're in the Hunger Games.
Like you take somebody out hungry. I take somebody out hungry.
Yeah, I'd have to.
I'm not
to.
Trying to die, fam.
I would have to try and win. You know what I mean?
I have to bite somebody or some shit.
Yeah. See, when it comes down to it, like you'll do anything to survive.
Of course, resources are scarce. There, I was thinking about that last night. I was like, if I was ever in Hunger Games, bro, I'd be a menace.
On some purge shit,
I'd be a menace. Listen, bro, this ain't no. Like, it's not a joke.
I know.
Someone tells you it's you or 12 other people, bro. It's not a joke. It's time to move.
See, what's crazy, and I always think about this, knock on wood this ever happens.
Yeah.
But let's say the world becomes this like post-apocalyptic like era of dog eat dog. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where let's say it's a zombie apocalypse. Look at The Walking Dead. We're killing each other for resources.
Right.
In a sense, we already do that.
Yeah.
In a sense, we already do like fight over resources.
Yeah.
But it's just not down to surface level.
No, it's not.
You get me?
It's
or not. Like one-to-one level.
It's not.
It's not as personal. You get me?
It's not as personal. You're talking about like if it's a lot.
Because going back to world politics, they're fighting over natural resources.
Yeah.
Now imagine we bring it down to even more personal, like you have the burger, I don't. You get me? It's the same shit.
Like, okay, like the hierarchy need, like shelter.
Yeah.
Water, food, that in general. In that case, you would be a menace. I'd be a menace.
Everybody would be a menace.
It's for survival at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, but like, how far you think you would go?
How far I think it would go, bro? I don't know, man.
How far you think it would go? I think
like whatever is necessary. Like, I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. If we're in, let's say, a zombie apocalypse, we're not thinking straight no more.
Nah, we're not.
And we're going to be pushed to the edge.
It's that type of atmosphere.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do you think it's going to be easy for someone to flip that switch? Or do you think some people will have it easier than others?
That's a great question. I think it would be easier for some people.
Mm.
Some people probably hide their true intentions, bro. We don't know everybody.
Yeah.
Some people are scary, bro.
Like sociopaths.
Sociopaths. Like, it's like stories that you read about people who were like, or like stories about people who shoot up schools and they were like great students. And then like all of a sudden something clicked in them and they went and did that.
Yeah.
So put them in a situation where they're allowed to. You don't know how many switches would flip.
Oh, shit. That's very true, bro.
It's crazy.
That's very true. That's very dark.
It is dark. But like situations like that, it could push you to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like live or die. The majority of people don't want to die.
Yo, you ever heard that story how there were these two girls, right?
Yeah.
And they murdered this other student because of Slenderman?
No.
You heard about that?
Or you gotta be. Please tell me you're joking.
No, this is like a true story.
There
like,
is no way.
This was in the news, fam.
Slenderman.
So they said.
The tall white guy?
Yeah.
What?
So these two girls, they guided their classmate into the forest and murdered them with knives. And they said the reason they did it was because the Slenderman told them to. Slenderman from the game, bro.
Are you playing with me?
No, this is a real story. This is like real fact.
Slenderman.
Like they got arrested, everything.
How old were they?
I think they were young. They were like elementary school.
Nah.
I think they were like 12, something like that. Something crazy.
What?
Yeah, bro. Okay, do you think there's a possibility?
Yeah.
That some evil that goes on in the world is due to paranormal experiences or the supernatural.
Absolutely.
So do you think the voice in their head might have been something else, not just their internal thoughts?
It could be. I don't see 12-year-olds doing that. How frequent is it that 12-year-olds do that?
Mm-hmm.
So how, two 12-year-olds. How do you find two 12-year-olds that are willing to kill another 12-year-old?
Yeah.
That's far. I don't think so, bro. I think there might be something more to
that. You think there's people that can get possessed and then forced into killing somebody?
I would have said maybe there was something wrong with her if it was just her, but yeah. You said two. Two were willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
How likely is it that you find two sociopaths in the same elementary school?
And they both said it was Slenderman.
And they both said it was Slenderman.
I don't know, man.
Nah, there's something there.
I don't know.
There's something there. Some ghost or some shit.
Some ghost and some shit, right?
Some ghost or some shit. It's fucked. Coming from that, I heard this story. It's kind of similar to that, but it's a lot more messed up.
Yeah.
Basically, everybody, okay, listen, chill out. But everybody who hears this story, they're supposed to die after.
Nah, what the fuck? I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear this story.
I prepped this.
I don't want to hear this fucking story, bro. Bro,
please, bro. I prepped it. Okay, fine. I'll knock on wood. All right.
Okay, go.
Okay, so it's a cursed story. It's in Japan. And basically, the story is so terrifying that you tremble in fear and die after you hear it.
Okay, I'm not going to do that, but like...
You're not going to do that.
Okay, go.
Okay, so there is this teacher, and he was in a bus, and there was a student on the bus, and he was getting harassed by like other students, and he felt bad for him. So what he did was that he told him a story, and basically the story is called the Cowhead Story.
Mm-hmm.
So the Cowhead Story is about a man, his son, and his wife, and basically they were on a trip to another village. I think they were looking for resources or something, but it was super snowy, and it was hard to get through, and the child was a newborn, so he couldn't travel with her that much.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was that he opened the cow, put the mother and the son in there, and he said, I'm gonna go get help for us.
Yeah.
So he left them in there, and then he went to the village to go look for help. And he was like delirious because it was cold and stuff and hypothermia and everything. So when he got to the village, he collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was sitting down, he was lying down on the floor. Basically what happened was that he practically went insane.
Yeah.
So the villagers were trying to tell him to sit down and not leave, but he wanted to go save his family.
Yeah.
So he took an axe and he went back into the village. Now what happened was that when he went back, he saw the cow and the cow was alive.
What?
The cow was alive.
Yeah.
So he went insane. He thought the cow ate his family. So he started killing the cow.
Yeah.
And he killed it. And then what ended up happening was at this point, he was like mind broken. He didn't even know what he was doing at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that the son was still alive, but the mother was dead, unexplained. So he took the cow head, put it on his head, and he chased the son. Because I don't know why he chased the son, but he started chasing the son. And he chased the son all the way back to the village.
Yeah.
And the son, he went and told all the villagers, dad's crazy, trying to kill him, everything.
Yeah.
So they all went and they killed the dad because he came in with a cow head bloody.
Yeah, what the fuck?
You would obviously go body that. And what happened was that when he died, right, the son, he grew up and he started recounting the story. But the story was so terrifying that he didn't think he wanted his son to hear it. Mm. So when he wrote it, he threw all the pages away. He threw all the pages away. So going back to the teacher told that story, and every kid who was bullying that kid, they stopped and they were like, holy shit.
Yeah.
They were so intrigued about it. And the kid, he was smiling. This is where it gets messed up.
Why was he smiling?
He looked at the teacher and he told him, that's not the way it really went. And from his backpack, he picked up a page that the son originally threw.
Oh, shit.
And he told the actual story.
Oh, so he cursed all of them? Cursed
all of them. So this is what happens. When he started reading the story, every kid, all the teacher, everybody was begging him to stop because the story was just that terrifying.
Yeah.
So then the next day, the bus crashed.
Oh, fuck.
The bus crashed and Like when the police went there and everything, everybody was foaming from the mouth.
What the fuck?
Foaming from the mouth. And that's it.
And they all died.
They all died. And no.
Yeah.
The kid, he was the only one still alive and he was smiling when they found him.
In the bus.
In the bus.
Yo, what the fuck? So he pretty much like cursed all of them. This is some like next witchcraft type of thing.
Next witchcraft type of thing. And apparently, if you read that story, everybody dies because it's just that terrifying.
Damn.
No, but
is there a copy of this story somewhere?
Nobody knows the full story. This is the thing about it. The story isn't concrete. So everybody who writes about the story,
yeah,
they don't have all the pages.
And they don't have the exact way it was written.
The exact way it was written. Yeah. So nobody knows the full way. So these are just all recounts. So the actual story might be terrifying. But you know what they say?
What?
Basically that the thing with the father and the son, it's a plot twist. The father was actually right. So the son killed the mother.
Oh.
So he was actually trying to avenge the mother.
Oh, shit.
So when the son was running back to the village to get help, he was actually the one at fault. But because the father looked that terrifying, they went and targeted him instead.
Damn.
It's like a plot like that. It's a plot twist like that.
That's crazy. That should be a movie, bro. Is that shit a movie?
I think so. I think you could read about it. There's different tellings of the story, but that's just one way. That's the one I read about.
That's crazy. No, because like, so he planned it, fam.
He planned it.
He planned it. And that ties into the human nature, fam.
Human nature, exactly. So it's stuff like that. It can't be explained.
And if there's some like curse attached to it, he was definitely like approached by some next demon or spirit or something that made him do that.
Exactly. And then we're talking about the father. What if the son was possessed by a demon?
Yeah.
Something like that. You don't know. This is the thing. Nobody knows the way the story went. So it's...
Damn.
Nobody talks about it. There's other stories like that, though. You need a next one? I'm like that.
Yeah, more stories like that?
Okay, like, they're not as terrifying as that one, but if you need a next one, I got you.
Okay, I want to tell a story first.
Okay, go first.
So this is like my go-to. This is my go-to, like, campfire story. I don't think I ever told this one.
Hit me.
So this is a very popular story, too.
Okay.
So once upon a time,
okay,
there was this old lady that lives in her house with a dog. Just her dog alone.
Okay.
And... whenever she goes to bed, she would always drop her hand nearby her bed and wait for a dog to lick her hand. So that's how she knows, like, the dog's right beside her.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So one day comes, she eats dinner, she does her nightly routine.
Yeah, right?
And she goes to bed.
Yeah.
So she goes to her bed, lies down, puts her arm down, waiting for the lick from her dog, right?
Okay.
She gets the lick on her hand.
Yeah.
And she goes to sleep.
Right.
Now she's awakened by a sound of a drip.
A drip.
Drip. Drip. Right?
Yeah.
And she wakes up. She's like, okay, let me check the washroom. She goes to the washroom and she sees, oh shit, it's the sink. Like, it's dripping.
Yeah.
So she tightens the knobs. It stops dripping. She goes back to her bed. Mm. Goes to sleep again. Drops her hand down. Waits for the lick. She gets a lick from her dog. Goes to sleep. Now she's awakened the second time. And she's like, what is that? So she goes up. She checks the washroom. Now it's the shower. The shower is dripping, right? Like, okay, turn the knobs, tighten it, whatever. Go back to bed.
Yeah.
Put her hand down, get the lick. Goes to sleep, right?
Right.
Now she wakes up again and she hears the dripping, but it's coming from the basement this time. So she goes down to her basement.
Yeah.
She walks down and she hears the drip getting closer and closer, right?
Okay.
And she sees her dog hung by a rope.
Okay.
Dripping blood from its head.
Whoa.
Onto the floor.
Oh, what the hell?
And then on the wall.
Yeah.
It says, humans can lick too.
No. Wait. So a human was licking her the entire time?
A human was licking her hand the entire time.
Nah, the entire. So wait, like, how long was she getting licked for?
Huh?
How long was she getting licked for? Wait, like, cause she, you said she's an old woman.
She's an old woman.
So should she be getting licked since she was like 50?
No, who knows? Who knows how long it was? Who knows how long it was?
Oh,
fam?
My god!
But every time she would put her hand down to see the dog,
bro,
she'd get that lick.
She didn't get that lick. And she went down and she saw the dog with the I'm playing.
Fuck. That's my go-to. That's one of my favorites to tell at a campfire.
Nah,
But that's what these stories are blessed for, bro. Those stories are so good for those, like, those moments together where you just want to talk about something creepy, campfire, whatever it may be.
I love spooky stories. I love stories like that, too, when there's, like, a plot twist at the end.
Yeah. I think the best stories in the world have a plot twist.
I love it when they lead you on and in the end they hit you with something you never even thought about.
Yeah.
I love stories.
Those are my favorite.
Those are so good.
Like, mystery, horror, whatever it may be, if it has a plot twist or something crazy like that, A1. All right, let me hear your next story.
Okay.
Like, I know you have another one.
This one's called The Red Cloak.
The Red Cloak?
The Red Cloak. There's a Japanese name for it, but I forgot what it was, but it's called The Red Cloak. Basically, it's this person. They attack people in the washroom.
Mm-hmm.
You go into the washroom and you're sitting down, and basically the spirit asks you a question.
Mm-hmm.
They say, red or blue?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that if you answer red, you're going to have a bloody end right there.
What do you mean bloody end?
I don't know. It does not specify, but it says a bloody end. And it says if you choose blue, you get suffocated.
Okay.
And then it says if you try to confuse the spirit, say green, orange, or purple, they drag you to hell.
What the fuck?
And then the only way to escape it is to say nothing and run away.
So you just run. You just run. So if you entertain the spirit, it gets you.
If you entertain the spirit, it gets you. And you see that a lot with Japanese spirits. So Japanese spirits, I don't know. They have something in their washroom.
Mm-hmm.
They have something in the washroom.
In the washroom.
The washroom. They love washrooms.
Yeah.
But basically, if you answer to that spirit, it does something to you. And you're going to see in other Japanese folklore, there's stories like that where they go and attack you in the washroom depending on your answer. So. Yeah. There's another one, and I think she's called like the slit mouth girl. Mm. And she does something similar to that one where she basically walks up to you and she asks you, is she pretty?
I think I heard about this.
Where she's like, if you answer no, she kills you. If you answer yes, she puts the scissors in your mouth and she jokers your shit.
Oh, shit.
She jokers your shit.
So she makes you like her.
Makes you like her. And the only way to get out of it is to say, you're okay.
Oh, like you look alright?
You gotta call her basic.
You look alright.
Yeah. It's stories like that. So you'll see in like folklore, they're gonna ask you questions, and depending on how smart you are is the way you get out of it. But you can never, ever give them affirmation. You can't answer. You can't play their game.
So you can just like just ignore it.
You gotta ignore it. You gotta dip. It's stories like that.
Damn. What if a spirit approaches you, but they look very human? Or they look just like a regular person.
Right.
You're going to be forced to like say something, no?
Exactly. So, and it's good you say that because the slit mouth girl, the one with the scissors, she has a big gash over here where you can see her teeth. But when she talks to you, she changes her face so she looks human.
Oh, so she just talks on her side.
She talks side profile so you can't see it.
Oh.
So you're forced to answer her.
That's fucked. And then it's like a plot twist. Like
it's a plot twist.
You thought.
I got these on me. Nah, let me chill out.
Crazy.
It's like that. It's
See, the Japanese and the Asian stories, they go really, really deep because I feel like some of those are just based on true events, man.
I think so, too. I think they come from something like that. I hear Filipino stories are even worse, bro. I haven't heard a lot about the Filipino
ones. There's some dark Filipino ones. Like, one of them, I think I talked about this before, but my mom, she was watching this television broadcast.
Right.
And there was this school.
Yeah.
Every single kid that was playing in the yard, they were speaking Latin.
Right.
They were, like, possessed.
Uh-huh.
And what happened was there was, like, a spirit that possessed all of them because they were playing in a graveyard or they were nearby a graveyard. And then there's like news broadcast footage of these kids. Imagine a kid like 8 years old.
Yeah.
How the fuck are they gonna know how to speak Latin?
They're in the Philippines too?
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
They're speaking fluent Latin.
Nah.
Like a dead language, bro. And spitting that shit.
Spitting that. Nah, they definitely got possessed. And more than one?
Yeah, the whole class. The whole class, bro.
That's
Bro, there's a similar story. I heard there's this school in Zimbabwe, I think.
Zimbabwe?
Yeah. But it's not ghosts. It's not a ghost story. But what happened was there was this huge event where all of the teachers, all of the kids that were out on recess this day.
Yeah.
They saw a UFO land in their yard.
Cap.
And aliens walk out. And everybody that was there to this day, they still believe that there were real aliens and they saw it themselves. Every single person that was there.
Nah, bro, I don't believe that.
You don't believe that?
I don't believe that. What?
It's crazy because the whole, like, the teachers, the students, anybody that was outside during that time.
Yeah.
That's still alive.
Yeah.
They swear to their deathbed that they saw the same thing. All of them. So let's say like 80 eyewitnesses, bro.
Zimbabwe, right?
In Zimbabwe.
Where's Zimbabwe again?
Isn't it in Africa?
Zimbabwe.
Yeah, a country in Africa.
Yeah. What if it was just a plane?
Hey, look, it's one of the first things. The Rua UFO incident, 1994.
Oh.
So 62 pupils at the aerial school aged between 6 and 12 claimed that they saw one or more silver crafts descend from the sky and land on a field of their school.
Yeah.
What? And they said they saw aliens. Look, they even drew pictures. Look at that shit. Look at that shit, bro. No, but tell me why all of the kids and the staff of the school.
Okay.
Like everybody.
Okay. Like you believe that?
I don't know, bro.
You believe that?
But if it's 62 kids that all say the same thing, plus the staff.
But they're kids.
Oh, but no, the but staff. The staff, and they're still alive to this day.
The thing, but look at the way they drew the aliens.
I know, man. I'm not gonna lie, the way they looked at the aliens, fam.
That's the way you and me would draw an alien if we fucked up, bro. What?
Nah, that's so true, though.
If it was a real alien, come on now. That looks like something you see on TV.
But, bro, what if the real aliens do look like that, though? What if that's how they actually look?
Ugly as shit.
Yo, it's wearing pants, too. Like, they specifically drew the pants, dog.
Okay. It's possible.
Who knows, possible. Man? Who knows? I haven't seen an alien.
I haven't seen an alien either. It could be.
Okay. What if the classic image of, like, the big eye, gray body, whatever.
Yeah.
Is actually real. Like, maybe it's like that because that's what it is. But that's what a lot of people have seen of the same thing. But we like cartoonize it so much.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. That shit's not real.
Cause like, fam, you think aliens actually look like that? Don't you think aliens would have some like neck shit to them? Like, okay, maybe it's just me, but I feel like if aliens look like that, I would be hella unimpressed.
Really?
Bro, I want an alien to look like some
freaking like a elite from Halo. Like that?
Oh, and it looked like some shit I never seen before, fam.
That shit's some shit you never seen before. Only seen it in cartoons.
Yeah, but like, you know.
Or like CGI.
I seen it in cartoons. I want to be.
You want something like fucking Thanos, bro?
Nah, fam.
If I see Thanos, I'm gonna be scared shitless, bro.
Okay, I want it to look like third form Frieza, fam. Search that up.
Oh, no, that's fucked.
Yeah, is he Frieza with the long head? I want it to look like that, bro.
I'm gonna search it up right now.
Search up third form Frieza, bro.
Third form Frieza. No, that's fine. That's
an alien, bro. Look at that shit. That's
messed up. That's messed up. It's gonna look like this. KSI, look.
No, that's this. Oh my.
Okay, if an alien looks like that, I'm shook, bro. I'm shook.
I want to be shook, bro. I don't want to look at an alien and be disappointed. I want to be shook. I want to be impressed.
Okay, but what if they're scarier than you think? What if, like, when you see them, they can do shit to your mind?
Okay, that's fucked.
What if they, like, they could look cute and cuddly and shit, but they can do shit to your mind? Because I think that's what aliens can do.
I think that's scarier than if it's actually looking scary. Oh. If it looks cute, but it's messed up inside.
Yeah.
That shit is terrible.
Like a Meep from fucking Phineas and Ferb. Yeah,
exactly. Cute looking things that do messed up things are a lot more terrifying than like just messed up things.
So what if aliens do have like that ability to manipulate our minds and manipulate what we see? That's the reason we can't see them.
What if we're all already hypnotized by aliens?
What if, bro?
What if we're already hypnotized by aliens? What if we already seen them, but they manipulated our minds so that we can't view them? You don't know this.
Damn.
Shit like telepathy, fam. Shit like telepathy. Where does that come from? Something.
Did you know the pyramids of Giza are like in the exact middle of the earth?
Really?
Like the exact middle. And they line up with the stars of Orion or something like that.
Nah, but that's fire. Damn.
They line up like all together.
Sheesh. Nah.
Isn't that weird? That's like some real like alien shit, bro. Like who, how did we as humans know exactly where to put that building?
That's true. I don't know. I can't explain that. That's true. But like, it could be a coincidence.
What if it's all a coincidence, man?
What if everything
I coincidence? I feel like it's less likely that it's all a coincidence, though.
You think it's less likely?
I think it's less likely that's all a coincidence.
Yeah. Why not? Why you think that?
I think it's just less likely just because there's so much to it. And there's so... It's very like a closed-minded view to think that we're the only people here. Okay. But like we're the only...
That's true. I was in anthro class in grade 10. And my teacher was telling me how Earth as a whole is... like one big coincidence. Because when you think about it, to get like the perfect rotation, the sun and the way it is, the moon right where it is.
Yeah.
How lucky you have to be for that.
No, that's so true.
In a universe, no black holes, no big
but
stars.
See, if it's such a big coincidence, I don't think it's coincidence.
Yeah. That's true. Like,
right?
That's true. I can't disagree. Like how likely is this to ever happen? There has to be something to it.
Yeah.
And wow, I agree with you.
Man, I'm like blowing my mind just thinking more about like, because we're so small.
So small. Nah, like actually so small. We're space dust.
Yeah, that's we're like nothing. Well, what if deeper in outer space, everything is 100 times bigger? Like 1,000 times bigger, million times bigger.
More times.
Like their worlds are like way huger. And then we're just like nothing. Like they can't even see Earth.
It's possible. More times it is. Look at us. If you compare Earth to like our sun, we're space dust, bro. Really space dust.
That's crazy.
We're space dust. Like somebody could come with a big hand.
It's some like Horton Hears a Who shit.
Exactly.
Okay, well, what would you do if you heard like some next voice coming off of a plant?
I'm beating the shit out of it. What you talking about?
Sure, but what if you just destroyed a whole Earth right there?
Don't talk to me, then.
So, okay, what if maybe that's that type of mindset is the exact reason why aliens don't come here?
Why? Because we're dangerous?
Yeah, because we're dangerous.
What if they're dangerous?
They probably are dangerous too, but danger and danger don't mix well together.
Shouldn't they assume that we're dangerous? Shouldn't we assume that they're dangerous?
That's true, yeah.
Why are they coming to threaten us then?
Maybe they're not trying to threaten. Maybe they're just trying to say what's up.
Then don't go into
okay. how do you... Okay, let's say there's like a... You know those isolated islands with people that never been touched before?
Yeah.
How do you go and approach them? Because technically you're an alien to them.
I wave my hand. I say, "What's up?"
No, but like, if you go there, what if they just kill you? Because that's what they did to other people that tried in and contact them. The tribes, they killed them. They killed all the people that landed there.
Shit.
So that same mindset, right? Onto a bigger scale, like alien to the world. That's even more scary.
That is true. I wouldn't know how to approach them. Maybe that's why they don't approach us.
That's what I'm saying.
No, you're true. That's very true. We are dangerous like that.
Yeah.
And if we see some unseen object come down to the Earth, like even an asteroid, like if an asteroid comes there, we're going to try and blow it up a lot. If something unseen comes to Earth, you're going to try and attack it. That's true. That's just the normal thing you do.
Have you seen those videos of asteroids just like landing and shit?
Yeah.
I saw this one TikTok. This asteroid landed out of nowhere in front of two people. Just landed. Boom. And it's like glowing hot because it was going through the space, bro.
That's sick.
And yeah. I'm pretty sure meteors, they're worth a lot of money.
Really?
It's worth a lot of money. I think something like this big is worth like $5,000 to $15,000.
15,000 yeah. bones? Sure.
Because that shit came from space, bro.
Oh my. The thing I learned about asteroids and meteorites, though, is that I learned that NASA did a study on them.
Yeah.
And I found out that if one of them ever came to Earth, we wouldn't be able to stop it. You know that?
Wait, what?
Did you know that humans lack the necessary weapons to destroy an asteroid? So if
for real?
No, absolutely. Like if an asteroid, so they did a study recently.
Yeah.
It was either a year ago or 2 years ago, but they said that they did a simulation and no matter what they tried, they could not stop an asteroid from destroying Earth.
What the fuck? With all the nukes and shit?
All the nukes and everything. They could not stop one. So if one was ever to come to Earth, we can't do
it. Damn. No, that's going to be like fucking Your Name.
Your Name. Exactly. Because
even if they blow it up, a piece would come off.
A piece would come off. Or
and
anything.
That shit would drop anyway.
The only thing you could try and do is change the direction, but they can never destroy it.
Wow.
Isn't that terrifying?
That's crazy.
Isn't that scary? And every single time. So now every time there's an asteroid that's coming near Earth, they document it because they know they can't stop it. It's crazy.
You know, you heard that theory how the Denver airport is like a base, is like an underground bunker?
No.
You never hear about that?
I never heard about that.
So Denver Airport, like, has a lot of conspiracy about it. I talked about it before.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's said to be like an underground bunker for the elites, for like the presidents, for all the rich and powerful people. They go there and it's underground bunker, so they're safe. So I think in 2016 or earlier, I forgot when, something like that, like 2014, 2016, Barack Obama was in Denver on the same day a huge meteor was going to hit Earth. It's supposedly going to hit Earth, but by chance it didn't and went off into a different direction. But Barack Obama was in Denver that same day, bro.
Barack Obama dodged that bullet?
Yes, bro.
Oh my God.
But the fact is, like, that means Denver Airport is may very well be underground bunker for the elites.
I believe that.
Probably.
Honestly, I believe that.
There's gotta be something.
Like, I think there's somewhere in the world that's probably gonna protect it, like all the higher up people.
Yeah.
They definitely funded that. That's probably the first thing they came into fruition when World War III was a thing. They're like, okay,
let's make a bunker. Yeah, no, that's so true.
Exactly. You wanna have a backup plan, a plan B.
Yeah. Yo, you know in the Astroworld Festival?
Yeah.
Travis Scott's like mountain, right? Yeah. I forgot exactly the name of the mountain. But it's based off a real mountain in the States. And the hole in it, in that mountain, is actually a hole that leads to a real bunker.
Really?
Supposedly for the same purpose as Denver Airport, like the Illuminati bunker.
So is that one maybe for like all the celebrities and stuff?
Maybe he has a membership there, bro. Because look, if you're rich and powerful,
yeah,
and you have enough money to invest into like a safe house,
yeah,
why not?
That's what you would do that. I would do that.
Probably. Well, of course we would all do that, bro.
Of course. Especially like if the world, like climate change and everything that's happening in the world, you want to be safe.
Yeah, for sure.
You would definitely invest in something like that.
Yeah.
Of course.
But hopefully then none of that shit happens, bro. Like, I don't want to.
Hopefully our government's thinking about us, bro. We better have bunkers too.
I think we got to do that for ourselves. Because I seen like even in UK, there's like these preppers, you know, the apocalypse preppers.
Yeah.
They make their own bunkers, bro. They make their own bunkers. Like, I think we're all on our own.
We got to be on that grind then.
You gotta make one, fam.
We gotta make one.
What if that's a good business opportunity? We make a huge ass bunker and then we sell out like rooms to people.
What's messed up is like the only way we get business is if some shit is actually happening. No.
No, but we can hold it down like insurance.
Oh, okay. Nah,
you can hold it down like insurance.
I got business out of it. Yeah, I know you got those. I know you
fam,
got those.
I have the business ideas, bro. Business ideas? Jumpers jump bunker coming soon.
Write that down. Write that down.
I will wrap it up there. Thank you, Denzel, for coming through.
Anytime, yo. Anytime.
Thank you everyone for watching this episode of Jumpers Jump. Go check out the links in our bio. Check out my clothing brand. Check out their Instagrams. Check out Denzel's Instagram if you want.
Yes, sir.
Jumpers Jump out.
Take care.